You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ZZ Top's new guitar designer has been killed in the line of duty. Eric Yunker was electrocuted recently at a San Francisco club while testing a guitar that he had designed for the group. ZZ Top spokesperson told MTV that it was only one of several instruments that Yunker had been working on for Dusty Hill and Billy Gibbons. In lighter news, next month, ELO will release Balance of Power, their first new album in 4 years. In that time, Jeff Lynne has done production work for people like Dave Edmunds, and he's released some tracks under his own name. He told MTV why he felt it was time to bring back ELO.
The reason I sort of left it so long because I didn't really have anything to say for a while. I've been involved with a lot of other projects, and it suddenly came to me that I should do another ELO record, and I had a lot of material. So I went in the studio, in various studios, and did it because I felt excited about the project. And I'm very happy with the outcome.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO, day 11, about their 11th studio album, Balance of Power, came out in 1986. So this would be the last ELO album until they would reform in 2001. It was supposed to come out in the spring of 85, but then Jeff Lynne and Mac decided to put on some more synthesizer tracks, layer some more stuff on the album, do some more tinkering. And I think it paid off. So let's get into this record, Balance of Power. Opens with a song called Heaven Only Knows. Great pop song. Now, one thing I would say about this is there's noticeably less kind of that in-your-face production that we got on the last album. I really like the sound of the good parts of the last album. This production is still very 80s, but this is a great pop song. All right, second song, So Serious. Now, both of these first two songs are actually less than 3 minutes long, and this song is really great. The Jeff Lynne production is so identifiable at this point. Excellent melodies. I love the steady beat. I love the guitar licks that are thrown in. This is a killer song.
Can it really be so serious?
I know it's not the way that you want.
third song, Getting to the Point, a really nice ballad, very melodic. This song has hooks, which sets it apart from a lot of the earlier ELO ballads that I might have complained about. This is a really good song, very well written. Fourth song on the album, Secret Lives. Extremely 80s at the beginning, but then it kicks in with a good chorus. This song maintains the quality of the album so far, which is surprisingly great considering its ELO in 1986. Last song on side one, Is It All Right? Just when I was thinking I didn't like this song as much as the previous four, the chorus kicked in. Great chorus. I don't love the verse, but as a part of the record, as a piece of side one, this isn't bad at all. So side one of Balance of Power is a triumph. Maybe the best, in my opinion, album side we've gotten from ELO. Killer. You never believed in yourself.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Let's flip the record over. Side 2 opens with a song called Sorrow About to Fall. My least favorite song on the album so far. I don't think I like this one very much. The vibe of it just isn't for me. Second song on side 2 is called Without Someone. This is an atmospheric ballad. It's okay. The melodies are decent, but I'm not crazy about this one. I'll watch the cars move. I'll watch the lights upon the window. I'll walk along the street. Third song on side 2 is the first single from the album, and I remember the video on MTV. The song is called Calling America. Classic Jeff Lynne sound. This is a great song, just infectious pop song. We get what I would describe as a Mike and the Mechanics verse, and then a very ELO bridge and chorus. Excellent mid-80s pop song. It was interesting to see these very talented, accomplished guys from the 70s who in the 80s went along with the style or the trends of the 80s, but, you know, killed it. This song is killer. Up next, the song called Endless Lies. This is another ballad where Jeff Lynne goes for the Roy Orbison thing. We've heard him do that before, especially on the chorus of this song. I don't think I really like it. Stand back, take a look at you. You couldn't care if you wanted to.
sun comes back again, it's a merry-go-round.
All right, Balance of Power, and this whole Day by Day series ends with a song called Send It, another of those ELO throwback songs, but with weird 80s production. So it has its moments, but overall, not a great song. So Side 2 is pretty disappointing considering how great Side 1 was, but at the same time, Side 2 gave us Calling America, one of the better songs on the album. End verdict for this album: Side 1 is great, Calling America is great. You know, we've had albums, ELO albums before. I think it was Face the Music. Side 1 was great, Side 2 not so good. Same thing here. Side 1, amazing. Side 2, I guess the filler goes on Side 2, which makes sense. Yeah, so that's it for Day by Day ELO. It was fun to really take a deep dive into the ELO catalog. I'm a fan of ELO, but I've never been an obsessive fan of ELO, so it was great to go through all the albums with you, song by song. A lot of really, really great music from ELO, plenty of stuff that I criticized for whatever reason, but, you know, Jeff Lynne, supremely talented guy, maybe not as talented as Roy Wood. I'm a bigger fan, personally, of Roy Wood. I'm much more well-versed in Roy Wood's solo material and Wizard. Some of those Wizard singles, absolutely brilliant. Wizard, much more glam rock. You know, Roy Wood got into that whole glam rock scene there in the UK in the 70s and had a lot of success. And also his solo albums. I love his solo album, Mustard, classic album. So I'm a bigger Roy Wood fan than I am an ELO fan. But as we've found, as we've gone through all of these albums, a lot of great songs from ELO. So this was a fun exercise, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see what we get to next month when we do more Day by Day.
Send it on a plane. Send it on an express. But send it back to me again. Send it on the wires. Send it on a plane.
It was one of those things where it was getting bigger and bigger, you know, and it sort of almost got too big for my taste, you know. To go around to play to 20,000 people in a flying saucer wasn't really what I was trying to do. It took me a while to realize that I'm not actually having that much fun doing this, because as a producer, I much prefer it being in the studio and making nice new music and not really going out on the road in a flying saucer, playing like in these great big echoey arenas where there was no control over the sound, and I didn't really enjoy that much. And it just, I appreciated that part of it, you know, and all the success, but it just got a bit too big for me, and I stopped enjoying it really towards the end of that.
Was the time in ELO, was that constraining for you as an
artist?
Well,
it got to be, because you know, I'd done so many albums over so many years with that format, you know, and sort of a style, that it was sort of a trap in a way in the end. And I was really glad to finish the last album and say, that's it.
Day by day.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.